Right, so now our final topic is this. Oh, we need somebody else. Ruth, come here. Thank you very much. There's a surprise. For our visitors, in case you don't know, this is my wife, Ruth. Okay. So I've got to be very, very careful about what I say now. Okay. So, but there, here's our next subtopic. Success. Okay. Success. If we are successful, it's great, isn't it? We always want to be successful. It's nice to succeed in everything that we do. And sometimes, you know, sometimes when we aim at something or we set goals or challenges, it's not so much, it's the taking part. It's the exploration, it's the journeying to get there in order to be a success, which actually can sometimes round us out to be, round out our characters, make us robust individuals, and give us a sense of drive and purpose to be successful. But what are the... And if we are successful, then we can give some money in order to upkeep our church. That's right. Okay, that would be lovely. I just thought that was worth going back to. But what are the downsides of being successful? Or success, rather?
Take over your life.
Oh, yes, it can take over your life. That drive, that ambition to be so, so successful, but perhaps actually it damages your relationships. You know, you don't spend time with your family and friends. You don't get to see or do the things that you want to do because actually you're so focus-driven on trying to achieve a particular goal. Now, being focus-driven is not necessarily a bad thing, but when it becomes all-consuming so that you can't see the people around you, then it becomes a negative thing, and perhaps we're losing out on our quality of life because we're so simply focused on what we're trying to do and what we're trying to achieve. Are there any downsides? Oh yes, absolutely right. I'm so glad you mentioned that one, because that is a common one for a lot of people. The fear of failure. What happens if I don't succeed? And all the rest of it. And sometimes that fear can make people react in an irritable manner, a less than generous manner, sometimes an unkind manner, because they're so desperate to succeed, because they don't want to be a failure, disappoint themselves, their ambitions, or even those of their family. So we'll put this into my wife's envelope, because she's extremely successful. She married me. So that's where we are. Right, now then, we're going to play a little game, all right? Okay, I'd like you to keep your eyes focused on what's going to happen next, okay? Now, you know where the money card is?
Yeah.
Where is the money card? Yeah.
I got it.
You know where the good looks card is? Yeah. You know where the success card is?
Yeah.
All right, okay. Keep watching. All right, okay. Right, can you swap those envelopes around between you, please? Oh, cheating. Right, okay. That wasn't very good. I'm going to make you do that again. All right, because that defeats what I'm trying to get over to these people. All right, okay. Look in your cards. You know which one you've got?
Uh-huh.
Huddle back to back so that we can't see. Swap them back again, all right? Right. Now you've all got the cards you originally had, all right? So, now you're going to have to take my word on this, all right? The money card is over here.
I'm here.
Well, go over there. Go over there. It's like... Never work with children or animals, they say. Right. The money card is over here. The good looks card is here. The success card is here. All right. Are you watching carefully? Right. Swap them around between yourselves. They can see where it's going. All right. But keep swapping. 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 Right. Give them a fighting chance. Okay. Right. Okay. Are you all happy with that? Okay. So what did we start with?
Money.
Right. Who thinks they know where the money card is?
Not
Carol, please.
Bridget.
I think it's important, the harder you work when you're young, the better you'll live when you're older.
The harder you work when you're young, the better you'll live when you're older. Well, that sounds very good to me, because I work very hard. Right, very good. Right, okay then. Right, now then. Sorry, Bridget, what did you say?
Ruth's got that one.
Right.
I did?
Ruth?
I said Carol. Right.
What did you say? No. No? You said, have you got the money card? You're supposed to say...
No, I have not got the money card.
Right.
Don't trust me.
Right.
So well.
Right, okay, she hasn't got the money card. So, where is it?
Carol.
No, you're not supposed to do that.
No, I haven't got it.
Very good. Okay. Right.
Again.
No, it's no good. It's no good. The illustration has been broken. Okay, never mind. It's okay. What have you got? Pick out what you've got. God forgives me. What have you got? God forgives me. What have you got? God forgives me. That's the point of the illustration. It doesn't, all those things, all those anxieties that we get about all these things, and perhaps sometimes the silly things that we do in our lives, perhaps those things which are less than generous, those things that are a little bit selfish, in order to try and get ahead, the things that we worry about, ultimately, when we put our faith and trust in the Lord and ask for His forgiveness, God forgives us. So actually there's nothing in those envelopes which is of any concern, because God forgives us in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you very much. Thank you.